97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
Beer 30 is brought to you by the annual Bluegrass Day and Craft Beer Festival at the Green Music Center's Wild Hall and Lawn at Sonoma State University. It's this Sunday, the 21st, with Grammy Award-winning music, food, beer, and cider tickets available now at gmc.sonoma.edu. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer, which you can listen to on all the podcasting locales and on all the socials, in the studio with a new beer that is definitely a curveball from what we've had in the past.
Yes. I figured since we were both in the studio at the same time, I'd bring something in that's completely different than everything else
we've
done.
Extra special.
When he said that, I thought he just meant not a hazy, but...
yeah.
How true that
is. This is breaking the record streak. I think we've had like four hazies in a row, so...
And we got four more coming down the pipe.
I'm sure.
But no, this is a beer. I had reached out to this company. I was curious when I saw a post on social media. This comes all the way from Connecticut, and it's making its way out here to California. But it's the Athletic Brewing Company. And basically what they're doing is creating a non-alc craft beer.
They brew everything at a dead sprint while doing calisthenics.
Yeah, exactly.
Athletic brewing.
There's no machinery involved. Just a lot
it's
of treadmills,
them,
calisthenics, and everything else.
That human touch.
The Athletic Brewing Company out of Connecticut sent me some samples, and this is their Run Wild IPA. So as we go through our AA TMF.
Non-alcoholic IPA.
Yes, non-alc IPA.
That's something.
It is something.
You have like preconceived notions of what this is going to be.
I think, you know, everyone at this table and the listeners at home and on the road and in the businesses have all tried a non-alc beer before, mm-hmm. right? Whether they wanted to or not, they've had one. and it's, you know, usually met with, you know, it's,
meh.
Yeah. I'm settling.
Yeah.
With this, the AATMF, we'll start with the aroma on this bad boy. And you can definitely smell, you know, it's got some good hop characteristic to it. It's got a beautiful color. You know, it does look like beer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Golden in color.
Golden.
You know, real light bodied, filtered quite nicely, which mm-hmm. is a surprise for us. You've got a nice mosaic hop flavor, right? That hits you kind of right in the teeth at first. Not big. It's only about 35 IBUs.
Yeah.
But coming in at 70 calories is a huge difference.
Right.
Compared to like your standard IPA is going to run, you know, usually around... 160.
You'll say, yeah, close.
Session beers, there's some session IPAs that get you right around 100.
Yeah.
I think the lowest one is the Lagunitas Daytime, and that's like 98 calories.
Right.
I went to this. It smells great. It's got great hop nose to it, and then you go in, the carbonation level is good, the mouth feels pretty light, and then, like with so many non-alcs, there's just that cereal grain in the finish that I can't shake out of this. And I can appreciate what they're doing, and I am impressed by how nice this smells and the initial taste here. I wish that there was a little bit more bittering in the finish to really make it feel like a full IPA.
I see what you're saying, but you know, the sweetness I think is it's nice. It's cleansing of the palate, so it doesn't necessarily hang around and you know, sit on my tongue too long. I mean, especially for what they're trying to do is.
Yeah, it's the most beery of the non-alcs I think I've ever had.
Oh, for sure.
It actually tastes a lot like, and you brought up the Lagunitas Daytime. It actually is very similar in taste, I think, to it. So there you go. Our first ever. How do you guys feel? Probably just
sober. Sober as a judge.
Just as sober as you did when you walked in.
Which I find completely disorienting.
Yeah,
exactly.
The Athletic Brewing Company Run Wild IPA. Non-alcoholic IPA. There you go. You can check out this review and others at 977theriver.com. Click on Beer 30 and their podcast. It's called Sports Meets Beer. And you can find it on all the podcasting locations. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer. Thanks for being here.
Woo!